Hey, I'm right here.
Hey.
Hey.
This is the recording for Robert.
It's already done it.
Okay.
Hey.
Hey. Is that all right?
That's just great.
I forgot that we were supposed to do it by the 31st, and, you know, things have been so hectic, so I didn't have time to think of anybody else, so I told Jenny, I said, I'll call Sophia.
You are too funny.
Well, who else was I going to call?
Well, you know, I'm sitting here. How did you even know how to use it? We read our thing, and we didn't know how to.
Well, Daddy can tell you. I'll get off the phone and let him tell you. Go down the directions. You do exactly what the instructions say in that order, and they give you recordings all along the way.
What? I mean, we didn't even have a number to start with to dial.
You don't have a set of instructions to tell you to call 1-800-421-3723?
Oh. So I'll have to call Robert and get that.
I guess you will, although I guess Daddy could give it to you right now.
Okay.
Off of hours. It'll take a few minutes, but we've got up to 30 minutes to talk. So. I'll talk to you, and then Daddy can give you the information.
Okay.
She can get this page. Do you think you can give it to her on the phone? Okay. He said it's on the back side of the page you got.
Well, I'll look and see, but I didn't see anything.
It's page 2. Did you get a page that said Sophia, Steve, Mom, and Dad?
Yeah.
Okay, on the back side of that.
Okay.
All the directions.
Okay, well, I'll go back and look.
Okay.
I thought I looked. I don't think it's there, but I'll go back and look.
Oh, okay.
But I thought, you know, I need to call Robert and get the directions, and we're sitting here playing with the computer. And I thought, well, I'll just call Robert for my 30 minutes and see if I can figure out. I'm to a crossroads. We're going to need to start. I've got some stuff I need to type and, you know, print up.
Yeah.
And I've got to decide. I've either got to pull out the candy, you know, that y'all gave us and reactivate it and start it back up, or just bite the bullet and go ahead and jump into Steve's computer and learn how to use it and go ahead and, you know, it would be better. It has more to it. And once you know how to do it, easier to use and all of that.
Yeah.
But, so I'm sitting here playing on it right now.
Okay.
Trying to learn enough so I can call Robert and ask him.
Okay.
You know, what to do.
Well, the thing about calling Robert for directions is, see, that it won't count unless you follow these instructions first.
Oh, I know.
Oh, okay.
I know.
Okay.
I know. Okay. Well, I'll look and see.
Daddy said he'd be glad to give you these on the phone.
Well, I'll look and see.
Okay.
If I got it. If I don't, I'll call y'all for my 30 minutes.
You can't call us until you have your
instructions. Oh, okay.
That's what I keep trying to tell you.
Okay.
You can't make the call because you have to put in numbers that go through their recording thing.
I know.
So you can't call us to count for your time.
Until I have the instructions.
Until you have the instructions.
Well, that's what I meant.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. How are y'all feeling?
We're better. Miriam's fine.
I'm so glad.
She is just fine.
And you're better.
I'm better. I still feel like I'm in a well or something.
I'm sorry.
But I'll be better.
Okay.
Steven just came in. He did something. He fell or... Uh-oh. I think he was playing with a big branch outside and it fell.
Oh, no.
And bumped him.
Do you need to go see a doctor?
No, he's okay.
Okay.
Steve just walked by and he's okay.
Okay.
I think it just...
All right.
You know. Anyway, all right, well, how are y'all?
We're fine. We don't have to talk for 30 minutes. We can just talk up to 30 minutes.
Oh, okay.
So you have to talk a full 30 minutes.
Okay.
So, you know, that's why I just thought, well, I told Daddy, let me just go ahead and call now, because he's going to call later this afternoon.
Who's he going to call?
He's going to call Noel Toler, because he says Noel has such a southern voice.
Oh, I love it. Yeah, I did read where it has to be both. Robert told me that I could call anybody, but we read that it has to be... You know, both people have to have the same accent.
Oh, the same accent?
Yeah.
What, meaning southern or...
Yeah.
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 So wouldn't want
in other words, it wouldn't work for me to call Jane.
Oh.
And
okay.
Talk to her.
That's true.
See?
I thought about calling Lynn in Little Rock.
Yeah.
I haven't talked to her in a long time.
Yeah.
But I didn't do it. I just, because I forgot about the time deadline.
Yeah. So it's either got to be this weekend or next weekend?
No, it's this weekend. This is it. Today is it.
Oh.
It has to be on a weekend, and it has to be before the 31st.
Oh.
So that's why I called you, because
oh,
I was
no.
going to use my time to call you to remind you it has to be this afternoon.
Oh, no.
Or tonight before whatever, midnight or something.
Oh,
so,
I didn't realize all of that.
Yeah, well, I didn't either.
Okay.
But Daddy said it had to be on the weekend.
Okay.
it says you may make your call any day between now and March the 31st during our weekend hours.
Okay, hold on just a second.
Here, Lisa, go back and look on my dresser and see if you see an envelope from Uncle Robert and bring it to me.
Okay, she's going to go get it for me. I'm going to look at it.
Weekend hours begin Friday evening at 8 and continue until Monday morning at 9. So you have until in the morning at 9 o'clock.
Okay. And so I can get up and wake somebody up in the morning and call them?
Uh-huh. Right. That's exactly right.
Okay.
I called Jim the other night for on his birthday, and I started to do it then, but see, it has to be a weekend.
Okay. All right.
Did I tell you that Jimmy and his wife are expecting, and it's twins?
They sent us a, belated Christmas newsletter thing.
All right.
So
we knew that.
Okay, lo and behold, here comes Mary Elizabeth bringing it all to me, and here it is.
Okay.
On the back.
Okay.
Here's your PIN number. Here's instructions to call.
Mm-hmm. That's what you had.
See, I hadn't even called him yet because I didn't know.
Oh, I did have something else I kept forgetting to tell you, and I forgot now, and Daddy just wrote me a note.
Okay.
Beth Swayze, your friend from...
Yeah.
She had a baby.
You're kidding.
A little boy.
You're kidding.
Uh-uh.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Yeah, it was born a week ago.
How'd you find out?
Her grandmother sits in front of us in church every Sunday morning.
Oh.
Miss Swayze, for whom she's named. Her grandmother, her daddy's mother, is Elizabeth Swayze.
Yeah, Florence Elizabeth, I think is what it is.
Yeah, and that's her grandmother. And so I heard her talking about it last Sunday, and I leaned up and I said, tell me again.
Oh.
And now I've forgotten what they named it. It was... a little unusual, but it was a nice name. I can't remember now. Do you remember, Dole? I don't remember what it was.
Everybody's okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did ask her that, and she said they were just doing great.
Okay.
And said the baby is so pretty.
Hmm.
A pretty baby.
Hmm.
So I thought I wanted to be sure and tell you.
Okay.
And
all right.
I don't know anything. I don't see them. I'm not sure where they're going to church.
Okay.
So I don't know.
Okay. And if she's working and all that.
But I can find out.
Okay.
I didn't ask any more.
Okay.
Well, I knew you'd want to know that much.
Okay.
Okay, so you got your instructions and your number, your PIN number and everything.
Yeah, I'm sure these people love listening to this recording of us going over the directions. But
that's okay. It's the voice thing or the accent. It doesn't matter.
Let's see. Yeah, it's on. Yeah, here we go. Tells you everything. You have to go through all these different recordings and all that.
Mm-hmm. But it doesn't take but a few minutes, Daddy just did it. But have your PIN number ready.
Yeah, I've got that.
Okay. And then just follow the directions, and then you'll also get recordings telling you what to do next.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. I'm still looking for my... Yep, here's my PIN number.
Uh-huh.
I've got all of that.
Okay.
Well, I'm glad you told me.
Well, that's the reason.
Well, I can punch this in and call Robert and get him to help me on this computer.
Absolutely. You can talk for up to 30 minutes.
Okay. You don't have any suggestions then as to what to do. I mean, on one hand, I could pull up the old Tandy and reactivate it and, try to get going on it, and I'd have my own thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, it worked fine for what I need it for.
The only advantage to doing that is if Steve has his computer with him or is doing something else.
Yeah. But, see, the only time I would be using this is when, he'd be home. And
okay. Well, if you don't have that to worry about, then you might as well look. Well, I guess the first thing is to ask Robert if he can help you and if you really can follow through with it.
Yeah.
If not, then I'd
plug up
the other one out. Yeah.
A bunch of homeschool stuff I need to put in and, try to do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right. Now, your problem with this afternoon would be calling and catching Robert there.
Yeah.
But you could try. You have a minute to find out if he's there.
Okay.
It says when you... Oh, yeah, he's watching the ball game. What time does the ball game come on? 4 o'clock. So if you call him at 3:30.
Okay.
Maybe he would be at home.
Okay. Okay.
But you have a minute. I mean, like if Jane answered and Robert were not there, you have a minute and you can hang up and still use your 30 minutes later.
Oh, okay.
So you could call at 3:30.
Okay.
Or thereabout. And if he's not there, then ask Jane real quickly what time he will be there.
Okay.
And hang up.
Okay.
So then you could call back later.
Okay.
It says if the person you wish to talk to is unavailable or no one answered, hang up. Your PIN is still valid, and you can try again later.
Okay.
All right. But you just have a minute to do that, I think.
Oh.
It's enough.
Okay.
Except that I was worried that Daddy hadn't told Steve what we were doing and that Steve wouldn't get you in time.
Oh, no. He handed me the phone, and I heard that recording.
Okay.
So I knew that's what it was.
And see, Daddy wasn't supposed to push that until you answered and I told you what we were doing.
Well, he must have pushed it because Steve said, here she is right here. And
He did. Okay. That's what I'm saying. He did push it.
Okay.
All righty.
Okay.
Well, I don't have to talk the whole 30 minutes, so I'll
okay.
let you go.
Well, they're all standing in line waiting for me, so I better run.
Okay.
But, gee, this was fun. I'm glad you called me first. I'm glad to know I have to do it today.
Yeah, well, that's the reason I called.
And, I mean, really, well, the computer's set up and everything. I might try to call Robert. If he's not there, then I'll call somebody else.
Yeah.
Might as well.
That's true.
And so we can get it
you
done.
You could call Lauren and chat with her.
Yeah, so. I need to do that, too.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Steve can call Robert and, you know.
Okay.
And we'll call him for 30 minutes, hang up, and I'll call him back.
That's true.
We could use an hour on the phone. He's the one who's got us into this.
That's right.
Okay. Well, y'all are okay.
Yeah, we're fine.
All right. We're, yeah, we are too. We're all doing much better.
Well, give the children a hug.
I sure will.
Okay. Talk to you later.
Okay. Thanks for
all
calling.
Right. Bye.
Okay. Bye.